Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Challenge was issued by Kelly Raspberry. Big Al, Mac, and JC stepped up to the plate.
Yeah.
I'm JC, by the way.
I'm Big Al.
We decided to have a bro date. Sorry, Jenna. You will be included next time on the bro date.
Yeah. This is the second time you would not let me go.
My girlfriend was kind of upset that she couldn't go.
The reason we didn't want girls there was just because there's a possibility that we would be crying hard. From what Kelly was telling us.
Yeah,
and I was saying this movie, Fault, was it called Fault of the Stars?
A Fault in Our Stars.
You just watched the movie, you don't remember the name of the
Fault
movie.
Fault in Our Stars.
That's a hard name to remember.
It's a hard movie
Kelly
title.
Went to the screening before this, and it just came out this weekend, but Kelly went a couple weeks back because she had got to interview the cast, and she came into work, puffy eyes, saying that it was just so sad. She cried from what, the moment it started?
2 minutes
the whole
in?
Thing?
Oh, we got ready.
The whole drive home. Did you know when you start crying about one thing?
Yeah.
Suddenly you start crying about everything. Yeah. It was one of those.
Because Kelly told us, she said, there's no way you don't cry in this movie. I mean, you cry.
And the premise, you know, all I know, since I haven't seen it yet, is teenagers both, like, terminally ill.
One teenager is terminally ill. One teenager had cancer, lost his leg, and they met at a support group.
Right, okay. And so the premise, you just know.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Well done by the movie, because they reel you in. They make you fall in love with both of the main characters.
You do.
You fall in love with the guy and the girl. They're both awesome.
They are.
You just fall in love. I could already tell. I'm like, these guys are just winding me up.
Mm-hmm.
They're winding me up, and they're just going to unleash this fury of tears on me. I'm ready for this.
Well, I want to start at the point that I saw you post an Instagram photo yesterday.
Yes.
And it's you and Al and our intern. Even though Al said he was going to invite a bunch of listeners, and you guys are drinking mimosas or something.
Yeah, thank you for asking about that, Jenna, because Al's life is weird. Al, your life is so weird.
It's just random.
It's not weird.
It's just random, man.
Yeah.
He goes, meet me at the Art of Shaving. That's his place on Sunday.
That's where I hang out,
ritual.
Man.
He goes and gets your beard trim or whatever.
A standing appointment, 12 noon.
I walk in there. It's like a barber shop for white people.
Yeah. Pretty much, but the barber's black.
Yeah, right.
And he's in a three-piece suit.
Gourmet barbershop.
Yeah. So we're in there, and he's got his friends in there, and they're all talking, and I'm like, this is a weird
world. The thing is, there's a guy, David, all right, friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he appreciates the excitement and the love that I have for Art of Shaving. So now he is the 12:30 every day, Sunday.
After you.
So, yeah. So 12:01 o'clock is Big Al and his buddy.
So David was one of the guys that you invited to this movie with us.
Yeah.
Al apparently doesn't have David's phone numbers, even though that's his buddy. How does he communicate with David? We're up at the movie theater. He has to call the Art of Shaving to communicate with his buddy.
What?
So he
I've
calls.
Got it. I just don't know how it's in my phone. But anyway, so yeah, we changed locations. The movie, we had a few minutes, so we weren't at the holding area for the movie anymore. We went down to one of the restaurants to have a mimosa. So anyway,
there was a holding area.
Well, you know,
the line
where you
was
wait.
So long. No, because when I was, you know, go to these things, there's lines for days.
Right, and you have to have your ticket to get upstairs, and we had all the tickets.
Oh, you know what they do now in movies? They give you your seat in advance, so you don't have to get in line.
That's cool.
That was really cool.
I like that. You can pick your seat, and boom.
Now, another problem I had with Al here, he invited all his friends to the movie.
Yeah.
And when it got to it, he somehow forgot his wallet.
I didn't realize. I did. I didn't have a wallet. I left the house with $200 bills and a 20 and two ones. That's what I left the house with. Plenty of money, right?
Where did those $200 bills go?
Gave money in church. And then I went to eat with the family. And that's where it went. I didn't have my wallet.
Shave.
I didn't have a, shave.
So it's okay because it's a bro date.
Yeah,
that's a bro date.
I got JC with me though.
I got you back, Al.
I'll hit you back.
I'm sure.
I hit you back later.
Eventually, it's all good.
Yeah,
ain't nobody mad.
Right.
We had a mission to accomplish, and that mission was to not cry during this movie. But we had already gotten in trouble, and the movie hadn't even started because.
Well, we started off with our mimosas.
Yeah. Al invited David, who had already made plans with his wife.
Well, the point is not to cry, but you guys had brunch planned already. How far in advance did you plan this brunch?
Since Wednesday.
Oh, so it's been planned for a while.
Yeah.
He's in trouble.
So you go ahead and go home now.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go get drunk and have mimosas, so I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Guys rock. Guys rock. Chicks drool.
Guys rule. Chicks drool.
Yeah, okay.
Something like
that. Didn't you say I'm black, I rhyme deal with it?
So we're off to a strong start. We already angered one wife.
Yes. So we get upstairs, I guess we're going into the movie.
Yeah, we went into the movie.
Yeah, we got one bag of large popcorn between the five of us.
Al and I shared it the entire time.
Because I'm on a budget.
Yep.
So I spring for the large popcorn.
Al got his...
You get free refills, though.
Yeah.
Al bought his tall glass of wine.
Yeah, double.
He kept it manly.
Yeah.
And what about that budget? You getting
David bought that.
Because that's real cheap wine.
Oh, he was everybody
David
buying for Al.
David bought that.
I was cruising. Everything's free.
I was the guy. I'm sitting there offering people, hey, want a beer? Yeah, I ain't got no money.
So we watched the movie. We won't reveal yet what the results were, but we did talk to some people outside of the movie.
And I will say it's a good movie. I will say it was number one at the box office, right?
Yeah.
I will say it's a good movie. It's definitely a chick flick. Take your man. If he'll go with you, take him. And just be careful.
I'll tell you this.
Just be careful.
It was a great movie. I loved the movie. I would go watch it again. It was that good.
Well, you have to take Kenzie.
I would go watch this movie again. It's that good.
It's a good story.
It's a beautiful movie. Yeah, I laughed a lot.
I hate to say a whole lot about it because I don't want to give it away.
Please don't ruin it.
No, we won't give it away.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful movie. You laugh. You might cry.
Yeah.
We're not reviewing that.
You don't know.
When are we going to find out?
We're about to find out right now.
Okay.
So we talked to some. Apparently, we're not the only ones that thought about going to this bro day date on to this movie.
Yeah.
Because we had Justin, who brought his buddy along to the movie, and they couldn't hold back their tears.
Did you, by chance, end up crying?
Yes.
How many times did you cry?
Probably like 10 times.
Really, 10 times?
Yeah. I mean, they were flowing.
Now your buddy's over here on his phone. He doesn't seem very moved by the movie.
Oh, no, man. He's ruthless.
Did you cry at the movie, buddy?
I ain't going to lie. My eyes watered up, especially at the end. But, you know.
Are you going to view your buddy differently?
No, not at all. I don't blame him for crying.
Give him a guy hug. Give him a bro hug.
Come on, bro hug.
These were two.
I love you, buddy.
These were two dudes.
Yeah.
They look like dudes.
Yeah.
As opposed to what? Like, you know, how they're like manly dudes. Like bros.
Guys.
Like drink protein.
Yeah, you don't expect them to be all crying and stuff. Now, we saw, if you bring your girl to these movies, that's risky.
No.
You might end up crying more than she did, like this fella.
Gabby, did he cry in this movie? Be honest.
Yes, I cried.
Who cried more, you or him?
Him.
Is that true?
That's true.
So far, every guy we've talked to cried at this movie.
A lot of girls like the sensitive guys.
Yeah. Including a couple other bros we found on a bro date.
Hey, I'm Thomas.
Hey.
Hey.
Adam. Now, did you two gentlemen cry in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd your crying sound like? Was it like the quiet tear dropping, or was there a sound coming along with it?
There was sound. I was boo-hooing.
Give me an example of the sound.
No.
Was it like the one of those?
Yes.
No, give it to me. Come on, what is that? Because I think I heard you.
No.
Did you cry?
I did. Mine was quiet.
You had the cry that...
Yeah.
The sniffles?
Mine was just the tears.
But he really did cry.
He cried.
How many times did you guys cry?
Oh, my God.
Couple.
A bunch.
All right.
Yep.
Man.
I'm telling you,
I would think, you know, with heterosexual couples, that if you go with your man and he does not cry, I bet it would lead to fights.
It might.
Probably right.
You know, it might.
Like, how could you not? How could you be that?
How are you insensitive?
You need to show your soft side sometimes, man.
It would at least show you what kind of guy you got.
Yes. Like
if he's not able to cry at that.
I know,
but this movie, Jenna.
Jenna. This movie, Jenna. Within, seriously, like Kelly said, 2 minutes of
and then, you know,
starting the movie.
Like, before the movie starts, they show the trailers, correct? And they show trailers similar movies.
The trailers for other
movies. I'm just saying, even some of the sad trailers would, like, get you
super
in the mood.
Sad.
They get you in the mood to see the crying movie.
You primed for crying.
They're buttering you up to cry in the previews. So here's the moment you've been waiting for, Kelly and Jenna.
The results of my challenge.
Five guys went into a movie theater.
Yep.
Five guys sat next to each other, no seats in the middle.
Yep.
Just five dudes watching a movie, trying not to cry. Here's the results.
All right, let's do the final tally. We had five dudes come on this bro date. I'll start with me. I'm JC. I did not cry, but I
Almost did.
Oh, I told
Alex,
you.
The intern?
He didn't.
This is Alex, and if I would have blinked, there would have been a waterfall.
Okay.
All right.
This is Justin. If I didn't have a water bottle sitting next to me to distract me, I would have cracked.
So three so far have not cried.
This Dave. Is David. I definitely cried.
You cried?
Oh, David.
Where in the movie did you cry?
Oh, it was pretty early.
Pretty early
on. Yeah.
Did you cry more than once?
Yeah.
Yeah. It got tough there towards the end.
Yeah, it was.
Once you open up the waterworks, it happens.
Uh-huh.
Now, Big Al Mac, who claims to be the manliest man on this bro date.
Waterfall himself.
Dude, I cried in the trailers.
That is not a joke. He really cried during the trailers.
I'm telling you.
And Al, please tell us what that movie was about.
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Oh,
don't
man.
Even remember.
Get your head out of my popcorn, DC.
But honestly, Kelly, yeah, I did. I had to try not to cry.
See, that's the thing is, if you hadn't have been challenged, because you this was now a
competition.
Yeah, it was a competition.
You would have cried.
I would absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know.
And what I was doing, like JC was sitting to my left, and there wasn't a guy in our party on my right. So JC is immediately on my left, and we're sharing popcorn. And I have my vanity glasses on.
No.
And so.
You didn't even have to salt popcorn.
So I'm like.
Did you bring the stack of napkins like I told you?
I did. So there's in my left eye, which is on JC's side, there's a tear coming right here. I said, I'm not going to wipe it. I mean, maybe he doesn't see it.
I saw it coming out. Oh, I called
it. And then every once in a while, like, JC and I would rub elbows or whatever. I think the tears are coming all the way down my arm. Then it was bad. I was crying. It was just like full on. I don't mean like, oh, that's cute. That's.
I'm telling you.
I was like.
I swear.
Oh my God.
No.
I'm wiping my face like this. Like, you would have thought I'd just run 40 miles.
No joke.
No shame in
no
that.
No joke. I'm sitting next
you
to Al.
You should be ashamed,
I am
JC.
Ashamed. No joke. I'm sitting next to Al and I hear.
I'm not lying. I don't know what has happened to me. I've gotten old and I just.
You know when you're trying to hold it in?
I was trying to catch myself. I'm like. I'm not lying.
How many bathroom breaks did Al take?
None. Nobody took a bathroom break.
You can't leave.
Like, it's totally quiet. And you know what's happening? You're like, hold on. Just be quiet for a second.
And now, I know.
This will make you feel even worse, Al. Now for the Big Al Mac moment of the day. Big Al Mac, you invited two buddies, Justin and David.
Yeah.
How long have you known David?
A couple of years.
Okay.
I think.
I spoke to David before the movie, Al.
Okay.
You should know what's been going on in your friend's life when you invite him out to a movie.
Uh-oh.
But we all know Big Al Mac. Here's Dave.
Yes, he should know. But he doesn't seem like he cares.
Uh-huh.
My mother passed away from cancer within the last 12 months, so it's going to be tough for me to watch this.
And he didn't tell you what the movie was about?
He didn't say a word about it. He just said, come to this bro date.
But yeah, it was stupid.
Now,
isn't that awkward? Al, you didn't tell him?
It was a bro date.
I mean... You think somebody sees the previews, yeah. You kind of know.
He didn't see the previews.
Yeah, well, he had...
Oh, poor guy. Sorry, Dave.
Sorry,
my bad.
Dave.
My bad.
Kelly, I'm not lying.
No,
both hands.
He cried the whole movie.
Wiping both hands on face.
I think you need to make it up to David. That's great. Oh, Jackie, I'm very disappointed in you.
I'm gonna watch it at home and cry for
you. Now you already know what happened.
No, and you know what? Lesson learned here, Kelly. Now when we want to issue a challenge, we just have to look at each other and just be like, you gotta see this movie, it's awesome. And then see what comes out. And then we go and hide and see what comes out.
You gotta trick us.
Yeah.
You gotta trick us next time.
All right, lesson
learned. The fact that you're so concerned with winning a competition that you didn't let yourself experience the emotional roller coaster.
It's not about winning.
It was all about winning for you.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a competition, you would have been on that ride and loved it. Al, did you love it?
I loved it.
I loved it.
Enjoy the emotion. I loved it.
We bonded. We're going to do it again next week.
Yeah.
I don't know what movie it's going to be.
Oh, we're going to watch something.
Nothing sad like that.
Nope.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You just wanna try to show off your singing, 'cause you could be winning the chance to be a star thanks to Kid Craddock, except you. Your code is gonna finally explode.
So cool.
Dude, this is so cool.
We have DJ,
DJs historically take a lot of pride in like what they call breaking an artist.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, when you're that DJ that can find somebody and nobody else has heard of him, and you can put that person on the air and they blow up, a DJ is really proud of that.
And it's tougher nowadays because you got YouTube and you got SoundCloud and all those other venues.
And we're taking this one step further because this person doesn't even have anything recorded necessarily. We're trying to like get you from the ground floor, like into training.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, so this is cool.
That's why we brought in the Septian group with this, because we can give you the whole radio thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you on the radio. We'll play your record on the radio. We can do that.
We got to get you good
but
first.
We got to train you up. Yeah. You know, we want to be a part of this from the very beginning. We want to give you that opportunity to be as big as Lord or Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift.
And I want points. I don't know how the whole thing works.
I don't even know what that means, but I'd like some.
I need some points.
Yeah, we're in it to win it. Now, we had 8 semifinalists, which have now been narrowed down to 4.
All right.
All because of voting online at kidnation.com.
Okay.
Using that hashtag.
Now, yeah. The winner of this will end up with Linda Septian, and you'll get coached up on stage
right.
with what you should be wearing. You will also get to perform in front of some record execs,
mm-hmm.
Some labels.
Training on writing songs. I mean, everything that you need, we will get for
you. Yeah, Linda will help you with your first single, all that good stuff. Let's bring in Linda Septian and talk to her real quick. Hi, Linda.
Hey, how are y'all doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. I'm so excited.
Very disappointed you're not in here next to me, Linda.
Yeah.
Well, me too. I wish I were. And it's early in L.A., so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're in L.A.
Oh,
right now?
Wow.
What are you working on now?
Oh, I can't tell you yet.
Oh, wow.
See, Linda. Linda's,
I will. I can't yet.
Okay, all right.
Linda's a voice coach to the stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sometimes she's got to keep it hush-hush.
And apparently it's a secret project.
Yeah. All right.
It is, or they've made me say it is. So I
know.
Yet.
Okay. All right.
She's probably recording some album or something with somebody big. It's all okay. We understand, Linda.
Well, Linda, how do you feel about the 4 finalists now that have been chosen?
You know what? I'm excited. These are 4 great singers, so I'm excited to work with them. If I could, any 4 of them would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, you got the list of 4 people right in front of you, Linda, and we're going to start it off with the first one we're going to announce. But before we announce it, I want you to tell us about this first finalist, their voice, their musical talent, potential star power, all that good stuff, without revealing their name, okay?
You got it. Well, the first one, this contestant, I really liked probably the most mature voice out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't tell the stage presence because that was not there, but mm-hmm. I'm anxious to see that, but the voice is amazing, very silky, very indie vibe style, and just the most mature out of all of them, probably her voice has the most what's called timbre, which means her voice has grown a little bit more than anyone,
uh-huh.
And anxious to hear her in person.
Well, so we know it's a girl.
We know it's a girl,
yeah,
okay.
We know it's a girl.
All right.
Well, now it's time to announce our first finalist.
All right.
So making it to the round of 4. On the big break.
Yeah, yeah.
More Linda right. Septian was talking about Hannah Weitzel. Hi, Hannah.
Hannah.
Hi.
That was you she was describing.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
You're a finalist, Hannah.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, freaking out.
Yeah. You already got the cool factor going.
Linda says you have a very mature voice.
Silky,
oh. Yeah.
So how long have you been, you know, trying to get your music career off the ground?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been singing forever, but I've been doing, like, musical theater and, like, playing around town. We're a very, like, resort area next to Hilton Head, so.
Oh, yeah. Yay. You're a South Carolina girl.
She has the practice down.
Yeah.
So you've just been looking for your big break.
And basically. You just became my favorite. Just through birth order
right?
Where you're from. Okay, well, that's awesome. Really great. So congratulations, Hannah. This could very well be your big break.
And Hannah's hashtag is #BigBreakHannah.
Got it.
Hashtag it up.
Yep.
We will hashtag it up, baby.
All right, Hannah, congratulations. Hold on for us, okay?
Awesome, okay.
Okay.
So she's excited. Mm-hmm. Now, Linda?
Yes.
Let's move on to our second finalist without mentioning their name. Tell us what you thought.
You got it. This contestant, the main thing that I liked about this person is that they did not, even the cover tune, they didn't mimic it. They did their own thing, and that is very hard for a young teen to do. And all of these guys are about the same age. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very difficult for them not to take the exact same thing that someone does and try to mimic in their voice, and this person did not. And also plays the guitar, and just really, really cool personality, too. That's what got us. Great personality from the very beginning, and a very, very individualized sound. Once again, that's what you look for. That's what labels look for to sell that brand. And this particular person did that, especially in her cover tunes, especially.
She slipped up at the end. Uh-huh. She was so careful.
You said this person.
It's okay, because we had a lot of girls in this competition.
Yeah, it was more girls than guys. That's okay.
All right. Nobody's mad at you.
All right, who we got?
Our second finalist for the big break. Say hello to Sydney Mitchell.
Hi. Hey, Sydney.
Hey, Sydney Mitchell.
Hey, Sydney.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good.
You just made it through the next round.
Congratulations.
That's what's up.
Thank y'all so much.
So how old are you?
I'm 15.
And you've been singing how long?
Forever, I think.
Forever, since you were little.
Yeah.
Where does time begin?
Who are your influences, Sydney?
You know, I think I take a lot of stuff from a lot of different people. Cause I'm like a huge fan of like Ed Sheeran, and I love like how he like tells stories. But I also love like Lorde and stuff, just people who like kind of do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You never know, you might end up like Lorde and be worldwide here in the next couple months.
Now, Sydney, as a girl, I know it's kind of scary when you know you're going to get taught like stage presence, and sometimes people kind of want to change your look and your style. Is that something you would be down for if you get in there and the Septian group says, I think you really need to go, you know, with a totally out-of-the-box look and change your hair color and that kind of thing?
Well, you know, I think I'm up for obviously like making small changes, you know, for the better, but as long as you don't, you know, change what you're about.
Change who you are, yeah.
Good answer.
Stay authentic.
I like that answer right there.
There you go. Stay true to yourself.
Her hashtag is hashtag Big Break Sydney, if you want to talk about her on Twitter.
Got it.
And Sydney, you hold on for us, okay? Congratulations.
All right, it's two down. We're halfway there. Two to go.
Two down, two more to go. Linda Septian, let's move on to our third finalist.
You got it. This person is also an actor, and you could hear it in their voice because everything they did was kind of exemplified between their sound of what they did with their words, with their feeling. The voice, again, perfect pitch-wise, you know, just had that new style in her. Ah, crap.
Whoa, all right. Yeah, you all right?
Sorry.
Even when Linda screams, it's beautiful.
But buttery, silky, silky voice. I know exactly what to do with this person. Exactly. And I think I know two people that are coming to the show, if this person wins, that would love to see the singer. For
Whoa.
Sure.
Buttery and silky. Cool. I got two cousins named Buttery and Silky.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, that happens to be great news for our next finalist.
Uh-huh.
Who happens to be Austin Kiefer. Welcome to the finals, Austin.
Austin.
Oh,
congrats, man.
Thank you so much. This means so much.
Tell us a little bit about you, dude.
Well, I've been singing since I was about 4 years old.
Yeah.
And I started getting into acting about maybe like the next year.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just been a big passion of mine doing both. I mean, like you said, it just collides with each other. I mean, it helps me so much with acting and singing. It's just awesome.
Bit of a heartthrob you are there, Mr. Kiefer.
Oh, is that your personal opinion?
He's got that little heartthrob going on.
It doesn't hurt that he's buttery and silky.
Yeah, you're buttery, silky, and you got the heartthrob factor going on.
There you go.
Awesome.
Well, right. Austin, we can't wait to hear from you. We got a challenge for our four finalists coming up. But first, before we do that, hold on for us, Kiefer.
His hashtag will
Austin
be
Kiefer.
Big Break Austin.
Yes.
You're going to have to vote on these guys one more time. All right. Who's the last one?
The last one. Linda Septian, let's go.
Austin loves Elvis Presley a lot. He's not Elvis Presley. I didn't want to say that, but he loves Elvis, and it's in his voice all over it.
That's cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so the last one is the most original out of all of them.
Oh.
Very able to pick up instruments amazingly. Voice is very retro, very, very different. They separates themselves out totally from the rest of the contestants. And, man, so a publisher can get a hold of this person pretty quickly because they write a lot of songs in the last 6 months. And so very excited about this contestant and singer.
Okay. What we got, JC?
Linda Septian is speaking of our final contestant.
Who's a great writer.
Madison Applegate. Congratulations, you made it through.
Hello.
Madison.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you made it.
You're one step closer to that big break.
I know. I've been working a lot for it, so.
Madison, what made you, I mean, you're 16 years old, what made you want to play, I mean, I know you play the guitar, but the ukulele, mandolin, and banjo?
Wow.
You know, I picked up guitar because I have a few family members who play it, and, you know, like I said, I just learned it really quickly and loved it, and I figured, you know what? If I can learn to play guitar in a month, I'm sure I could pick up anything else. So I bought a ukulele, which led to the mandolin and the banjo. So here I am.
And you can tell Madison's a go-getter because, Madison, correct me if I'm wrong, you have scheduled a news interview and performance today.
I do. I'm getting ready to leave for that now.
Wow.
Well done, Madison.
Is that because of this contest?
Yes. My local news heard about it and were thrilled that I was, you know, representing Missouri. So they called me. And I'm getting interviewed, and I'm performing an original in about an hour.
So. Well, thank God you made it, because
yeah,
that would have been bad.
Oh, we gotta hurry up. Madison's hashtag is Big Break. Hashtag Big Break Madison.
Nice.
And hold on for us, Madison, because now we're gonna issue all four of you a challenge, okay? But you're gonna have to listen on hold so we don't hear anything else. Jenna, will you please tell our four finalists?
We want to say thank you to Linda so she can.
Oh, yeah. Linda, you probably have to go because you got to work.
Yes, early there.
Way early, 5:20 up in there.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, just congratulations to all of you. It's going to be a lot of fun at the showcase, and the week that we're working with you, you're just going to enjoy amazing things that we have, about 30 things, whoever wins. So good luck to everyone, and you all have a great day.
Thank you, Linda.
Linda.
You too.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye. I can't wait to find out the surprise she's doing.
She's doing super secret stuff.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, we have some surprises, too, because you're going to get to hear from these four finalists every week on the show, you know, and this is a really cool challenge we're going to issue, and there's not a whole lot of turnaround time on this.
Nope.
But I think they're talented enough to take this one on. So we challenge our four finalists, Hannah, Sydney, Austin, and Madison, to write a short song about us.
A jingle.
About the show.
Yes. It can be about one of our segments, a bit that we've done, characters.
Okay.
You know,
it could be about Love Letters to Kelly.
It could be about the cast members, one cast member. Exactly. Okay. It could be about really anything about us, all of us, one of us on the show. The song needs to be just between 30 seconds and 1 minute long.
Okay.
You got to have it to us by Tuesday night.
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
Whoa.
Because we want to play it on the air Wednesday morning. And then on Wednesday morning, we're going to issue the next challenge.
Okay.
Perfect.
It's like one of those quick fire challenges. So again,
the song needs to
30,
be
seconds
30 seconds
to a minute.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. 30 to 60 seconds. It can be about anything that has to do with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. A bit, a character, anything you want.
Got it.
All right, guys. Congratulations to Hannah, Sydney, Austin, and Madison. Your challenge starts now. And we'll hear your songs on Wednesday.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah. We want to put your name on this list. Sarah Alifi has won $1,870. Rebecca Trotter has won $1,450. We need to put you on this piece of paper. A whole bunch of people have won a whole bunch of money. It's time to do it again. Between $1,000 and $2,500 cash, money, the high-low game.
Kelly Raspberry has been handed an envelope with today's correct amount in it. All you have to do is guess a number between $1,000 and $2,500 in an increment of 10 and be paying attention because Kelly is going to tell you if your guess is higher or lower than the actual amount.
There you go. Let's do it.
All right.
Kelly, let's tear that envelope open.
I'm hoping for a big amount on Monday.
I'm going to try my hardest not to talk about bookends today.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm ready.
You got the amount?
Like, ready.
Say like sandwich or...
Bookend sounds so official. Like bookend.
Yeah, like
okay, I was
what
just
you
giving
a,
you another word.
What do you call the pieces of bread in the loaf? The
heel.
The heel.
Yeah, but no one likes the heel,
yeah,
so
gross.
It kind of gives you like the negative.
Yeah, you don't want the heel. All right. Let's play high low.
All right.
We're going to kick it off here with Casey. What is your guess?
2230.
It's lower than 2230.
All right. Brandon? Nope. Lisa, what is your guess?
About 2150.
It's lower than 2150.
Okay. Mike, what is your guess?
1870.
It's lower than 1870.
I'm going lower.
Brandon, what is your guess?
1530.
Lower than 1530.
Brandon had a cool deep voice.
Yeah
he did. Shonda, what is your guess?
1280.
It's higher than 1280. All here right. Comes JC with his catchphrase.
Guess what? We got bookends. Nicole, what is your guess?
How about 1340?
It's higher than 1340.
All right.
Keep it going. Lori, what is your guess?
1360.
It's higher than 1360. I could barely hear her, but I heard her.
Michelle, what is your guess?
I guess 1550.
Lower than 1550.
Lower. Bookie.
Jennifer, what is your guess?
1420.
Lower than 1420.
Oh, yeah. Bookends are getting narrow there, JC.
Sarah, what is your guess?
1390.
It is 1390.
Oh,
Sarah.
Yes, it is, Sarah.
Oh,
Sarah.
Sarah, you just won $1,390. What are you going to do with the money?
I don't even know.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I stayed at home with my daughter.
Yeah.
Out with her.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
Father's Day is coming up this weekend, maybe.
You don't be spending it on baby daddy.
What?
Spend it on yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
You just an idea.
Out. Yeah?
Just an idea.
Tell us about yourself, Sarah.
I'm 25. I'm from Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
I live in Elvis Presley's birthplace.
How about that?
All right. Tupelo. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yep, Tupelo. Yes, sir. And I work in an office, and I'm just so excited right now.
So you're on the way to work right now?
Yes, ma'am. I pulled over at a gas station so I could concentrate.
I'm so glad you did. Mm-hmm. What a great way
Thank
to start
you.
Your work week.
Yay, Sarah.
Yes.
You enjoy that $1,390, okay?
Thank you.
No,
thank you.
Thank you. And let me just say.
What?
Good manners
mm-hmm.
talk.
Yes, sir.
In
no, Tupelo, sir. Yes,
Mississippi.
Ma'am, there's a ma'am thrown out there.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm trying to beat it into my daughter right now.
She didn't call us sir, though, Al.
Yes, she did.
Oh, she did?
She did.
Sirs and ma'ams.
I love it.
I don't know if this is from the South or maybe if she's ex-military, whichever the case.
I know.
She's a good Southern girl, so yeah. It is.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No big secret. I am in love with squirrels.
You have some type of obsession. It's almost weird.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's sweet.
I've talked about it. I will sit in my dining room faces my backyard, and I can sit at my dining room table and watch squirrels for hours.
Did you ever hang up the squirrel feeder I got
you
at Christmas? Do they love it? Do they use it?
Oh, yeah, they do use it. I have a makeshift setup where I go in the backyard with a chair, and I have a 4x4 that I have leading up to my leg, to my thigh, and I put some of the feeder that Kelly got me for Christmas, and I put it leading up to me so that I could potentially one day pet the squirrels at my house.
Are they getting closer?
No, they get to the base of the 4x4, and then when I get excited, they run away.
See, you can't get excited.
I can't help it. I get so excited.
Squirrels are interesting creatures, though.
They are.
It seems like they play like chicken with cars, and they're just very weird.
It's not that. Just the way they maneuver themselves on trees, and then they run on the fences, and then they stop, and they stand up like champions.
They're playful.
They're so playful looking. They're just beautiful creatures. I love them.
Okay.
I love them so much.
You love squirrels.
We know, yes.
If you don't like squirrels, you suck.
All right.
So
is that your rant? You done?
No, that was not my rant. So
there's
there was
more.
A video was brought to my attention last week, and we've been trying to get this man on hold because we could have talked about the story, but that's not cool. I wanted to talk to this guy. So this guy named Rick Gruber, who lives in Phoenix.
Uh huh.
He's a pool repairman, and he's out at a job site.
Yeah.
And he notices a little baby squirrel in a pool, and the baby squirrel is.
Unresponsive, right?
He's struggling to drown. He's struggling to keep his head above water.
So it's a black squirrel. Couldn't swim.
No, it wasn't.
It was a ground squirrel. It was a round-tailed ground squirrel, actually.
It was tiny.
Hope
tiny
I didn't offend
too.
The black squirrels.
And so Rick thinks quickly and goes and he tries to go. He grabs a pipe to get the squirrel out. By the time he returns, the squirrel is unresponsive and he's underwater.
Oh.
So he acts quickly.
Okay.
And he pulls this little baby squirrel out of the water, and he does what a man should do. He gave that that squirrel CPR.
Aww.
And brought that squirrel back to life.
Can it, sorry, dumb people
question.
Such
a delicate thing.
It's
how would
such
you even
a
know?
Beautiful thing.
How would you give a squirrel CPR? Same as you give a human?
You have to get the water out of its little lungs. And do you do mouth to mouth?
Why don't we, instead of asking the questions, why don't we ask the hero himself, Rick Gruber, who's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Rick Gruber!
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
A true hero,
good morning.
Seriously.
How are you?
On this show, you are considered a true hero.
I am starstruck right now.
We love squirrels.
This story is wonderful. I'm sure you've been getting a lot of attention, but please take us through the step-by-step of once you got the little baby squirrel out of the pool, how you went about giving CPR to this baby squirrel.
Well, I grabbed him up out of the pool, and I put him on the deck, and I was thinking to myself, he's only been in there for a couple minutes.
Right.
There's got to be a chance that he can be saved somehow.
Mm.
You know, they talk about people that go underwater and they get water in their lungs and they get them out after a few minutes, and if they're not under there too long, there's no brain damage, they can be revived. So
right.
I thought, why not give it a try?
Yeah.
So I started pushing on his little chest and kind of squeezing him to his sides, and I thought to myself, I don't want to crush him. I want to just, you know, give him enough to where it's going to put air in his lungs.
Gentle.
And probably get his heart going. So I just started pushing. And then after about a minute or so, he kind of twitched and his whole body kind of jerked. And I thought, wow, this is pretty neat. I could be bringing this guy back to life. I thought, I better grab my phone and record this because my friends aren't going to believe me if it happens.
Yeah.
They're going to think I'm crazy or I was sniffing too much PVC glue while I was working or something.
Right. So you brought him back to life.
I started recording it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the video is like an hour long, the one you posted on your YouTube.
It took that long to get him fully back, an hour?
Yeah, I mean, he brought him back, but then he was taking care of him afterwards.
To make sure he was okay.
Yeah, I watched the entire hour of that video.
So did you have to literally, and I did like a little pump to get the water out of his lungs. Did you have to ever do a little mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, or was it that necessary?
Well, the thought came across my mind, but I thought to myself, what if he wakes up and he bites me?
Yeah.
He comes to real fast. He starts scratching at me or something.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put my mouth over his because if I push too hard, what if I explode his lungs or something?
Yeah.
I thought, what if I get a straw? I thought, well, I'll run back to my truck to get a straw out of a cup or something. I don't want to leave him here on the deck. You know, what if a bird comes by and grabs him or something?
Yeah.
So I just kept on working on him. And after a while, he started breathing on his own, and I could see his little heart pumping on the side of his chest, and his lungs was going.
Mm.
So I just thought, well, let me get him over in the shade. I'll go back over by my truck, and I'll just keep an eye on him and see what happens.
We're talking with Rick Gruber, squirrel hero.
I'm serious. I love your story.
Rick, when did your video start going viral?
I went home and I uploaded it, and I told my friends, I said, I'm going to upload this video. So I took a little picture of a screenshot of the video.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to upload this video. I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I said, looked at the computer, and it said it's going to take, like, I don't know how many thousand minutes. But it turned out to be, like, 80 hours to upload it to YouTube because it was such a long video.
An hour, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I think it was, like, 13 and a half gigs long, and I have this kind of, like, an OCD thing about taking videos in high resolution. So once I got it up there and I told my friends about it, it sat for a while, and I thought, you know what? It's kind of a cute video. I thought, what if I just send a quick link to it over to the local news station and see if maybe they'll just post a link to it so people can see what happened. Because I got a lot of replies from my friends. I thought it was pretty cute. And once I sent the link over via email to the local news station, probably about 30 minutes later, they called me and said, we want to come to your house. We want to interview you. And I thought, you're going to come to my house to interview me for something like that? I thought, well, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Slow
Let me
day.
Race home and take a shower and get cleaned up because I look like a bum. I've been working all day. They came over and they shot the video and we talked for a while and we spent about a good 45 minutes out there talking and taking the video. And then once it went on the local news, the phone started ringing.
It
and
blew
then
up.
The next day I started getting messages on Facebook, and then I started getting calls because my phone number was on the video on the back of my truck.
Smart man.
And since
smart
then,
man.
I've been getting
Yeah,
all these text messages and emails and everything else is just going crazy.
But yeah, funny Rick says that because when I saw this video, I love squirrels. I obviously went to Mike, our producer, and I said, we got to get this guy on the show.
How are we going to track him down?
And I literally have the video paused of him on the news right there when he's sitting in front of his truck. And I'm like, I don't know how we're going to find him. There's so many Rick Grubers out there. And your phone number was just chilling right there on your tailgate of your truck. And that's how we called
Money
you.
Well spent on pool repair advertising, right? Rick.
Yeah, well done, Rick.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I thought, you know, if business goes crazy, I'm going to have to hire somebody because I'm just a one-man show. I go all over town doing pool repairs for people.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's funny because really over here in town, no one's recognized me except there's two guys that were working on a pool. They were replacing the homeowner's hot water heater, and the guy comes out. He's like, hey, aren't you that guy on TV with the squirrel?
You're the squirrel guy?
He goes, hold on, we got to start taking selfies. I got to show my kids. And I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
That's awesome.
Rick, from there, Rick, has this been good for
business? I spent all weekend at Comic-Con, and no one recognized me down there at Comic-Con. But I thought, well, it's not that popular.
What'd you dress up as at?
Wow, I got over 500,000 views on the video. Yeah. That thing's going crazy.
What'd you dress up as at Comic-Con? A squirrel?
Actually, I didn't, but my son wanted me to get a squirrel and put it on my shoulder, and he had ordered me a shirt off eBay that got squirrel. So
all right.
He thought maybe that would help somebody, but it didn't show up in time, so aww. I didn't get the word.
Well, Rick, since I'm a huge fan of squirrels and a big fan of yours, I have a gift for you.
You do?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
This has surprised us, mm-hmm. too.
Kelly, you just had a proclamation 2 weeks ago.
The governor of South Carolina and the mayor of Florence, South Carolina, both gave me a proclamation.
Now, I'm not a mayor or a governor or anything, but...
You are a regional radio star.
I'm a regional radio guy, so I can give you a proclamation if I want. So, Rick, here you go. Whereas the events of May 15th, 2014 brought national attention to the duties, responsibilities, hazards, and sacrifices faced by pool repairmen on a daily basis, and whereas pool repair personnel play an essential role in the protection of lives and property in the squirrel community, and whereas it is of major importance that we increase our efforts to reduce the loss of life in the round-tailed ground squirrel population, therefore, I, JC, of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, now call upon the citizens of Kid Nation and upon all things related to the show to observe the day of June 9th, 2014, in recognition of the heroic services and dedicated efforts of Rick Gruber.
All right.
Rick Gruber.
Yeah. In witness thereof, I have hereto set my hand and caused the seal of the Kid Craddock Morning Show to be affixed. Also, on behalf of Squirrel Lovers United Together, I would like to award you with our Twiggy the Water Skiing Squirrel Commemorative Award for your hero-like action and quick thinking, Rick Gruber. You're welcome.
Awesome, I appreciate it.
What does all of that mean, and where did you take that from and reinsert squirrel?
You like buy him dinner somewhere?
By chance?
Yeah. Give him a gift certificate. Bass Pro.
Is there actually a gift in there?
You get a certificate.
Actually, we had this proclamation delivered to your house, but the courier hit a squirrel on the way, so he didn't.
Oh, my nice.
I hate Al right now. I hate squirrels.
He's currently being detained.
Yes.
Right.
Rick Gruber, it's been a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Good job, sir.
It's a pleasure talking to you, too.
All right, good job.
Congratulations good on your holiday.
What's the name of your pool company again, Rick?
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
It's called Rick's Pool Repairs.
And in Phoenix, Arizona?
In Phoenix, Arizona. And actually, last night, everyone talked me into creating a Twitter account because they said Twitter's going to just go crazy for it.
Yep.
And I actually found out, as much as I've been against it for the last couple of years, I don't hashtag anything, but they've got a hashtag. Let's see, hashtag Rick Gruber, and you can find me on Twitter at RickGruber602 if you want to.
All right,
we're going to look you up.
All right, Rick.
If I get a pool or a house in Phoenix, I'm calling you.
All your pool needs or squirrel CPR.
Yeah.
How cool is that guy?
Very cool.
You know,
Thanks, Rick.
And capitalizing on the situation.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a good businessman right there.
Absolutely.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So the guys in the man room were talking.
Yeah.
And it brought this topic up. They were talking about chick flicks.
Okay.
Which is weird because it's the man room. They should be talking about like superhero movies.
Well, after the Fault in Our Stars, I mean, that's all the rage.
Yeah, that is all the rage. But they were talking about, you know, in movies where the guy professes his love to the girl in a very public place.
Yeah.
You know, like Adam Sandler on the plane in The Wedding Singer where he starts singing to her.
So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much.
Sure, that sounds great and everything, but when you do that for your girl, she just stares at you like you're stupid.
Yeah, that would kind of make me uncomfortable.
And it's just weird to get up in the middle of a plane. That just things like that don't happen in real life, do they? We started talking about
it. Oh, they will yell at you to sit back down.
Stop it.
But it's flight risk.
You're embarrassing me.
You can't stop something romantic, and that's what we're talking about. And then the more we talked about it, the more I realized I did try a few of these things. Not to the same extent, but singing a song for your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why romantic movies ruin our, you know, relationships, because that's what girls set the standard.
Sets the bar. Oh, you know? Sets the bar. We're, you like, know, y'all expecting that.
But especially The Notebook. I just, when we use that as a marker for what we want true love to be.
Yeah, yeah. When I die, like, you die. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
No, that's
just
not how
like
it goes.
The Notebook.
The Notebook is the best. That one has like four different things in there. Making Out in the Rain. Now that one's good.
I think that looks better in the movies than
it
actually plays.
No.
Have you ever been caught in the rain?
No, I've been caught in the rain.
It's really uncomfortable.
Kinsey and I made out in the rain.
Wet shoes, wet underwear.
Yeah,
it's chafe. It's not that great.
Wet jeans, hard to get off.
No,
chafe should not come
off. It was legit.
No, I love that. I agree. You just whatever. You're soaking wet. You let it go.
We had a little bit of an argument, and then it just started sprinkling. And then I don't know why, for some reason, I just thought, this is it. Like, I'm going to stop the fight. Just by kissing.
Oh my gosh.
But then it started downpouring and she tried to pull away and I was like, no, just let it happen.
We're in the rain. Yeah, okay.
Let it happen. To me, it was romantic. To her.
And then how'd she feel about it afterwards? She has to throw away her tennis shoes.
She hated it. Her hair got all frizzy
exactly.
and stuff.
And for most of us, a guy that we haven't seen in 7 years, when he wants us to make out, he doesn't really look like Ryan Gosling anymore.
No, he doesn't.
Forever.
He gained a few pounds.
One time I was at this bar.
Uh-huh.
And this girl I had broken up with some years ago. I had broken up with her, and she called me out of the blue because we had been out of contact, Andy. And she was at this bar with some friends.
Yeah.
And so she invited me to go meet with her, go hang out.
Is this the one that got away?
You could say that.
We're talking romantic events that happen in movies that we want to happen in real life.
So live band is there, you know, they're playing, and I knew the band. So I said, hey, man, y'all know such and such a song? Yeah, we know it.
What song was it?
I said, you mind if I join you on stage, just for one song? Because I'm trying to get my girl back,
okay.
Right?
You're not a singer, though.
I'm not really a singer.
He's enthusiastic.
But I wanted to get my girl back. And my girl is there with her friends. What better way to profess your love than not only in front of a whole bunch of people, in front of her closest friends?
Yeah.
So I got up on stage, and then they started playing, and I started begging. And I started begging, and I started singing. You know I can't hit this note, but I was singing it as best I could. I said, oh, girl! And I'm singing this.
What is it?
It's Lenny Williams. Girl, come on. This song is so old, but this is just
maybe
one of those.
Maybe that's why she didn't take it back. You didn't know what you were singing.
It was one of those hollering songs. I was sick, Kelly. I was singing like I had never sang before.
What was the face
Lenny
she was making?
Lenny Williams?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
See, I would have no idea.
What face was she making? Was she making the, like, ew.
And I was making up work. See, I don't really know all of the words to that song,
oh,
so I was
better.
Kind of improvising a little bit. You know, you left me the other day, and I was just making.
How did it work out?
She went home with her friends. And
you embarrassed her.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. When you start doing these things, you're taking a chance. You're putting yourself out there. You know, you're putting yourself out there for anything to happen.
And it always works out in the movies.
Yeah, like when I showed up at a guy's place at 3 o'clock in the morning and threw rocks at his window because I thought it would be cute.
Right.
To break the window.
He came down and he said, I think you cracked the window. And Jenna, you know, this just like isn't what I want right now. Then I called a cab and went home.
Yeah.
You're supposed to throw pebbles, not rocks, Jenna.
Well, I mean, you know, some of them were rocks, some were pebbles, yeah.
When life hands you lemons, throw them at the window.
I know a guy that over the weekend, I don't know how this has played out, but he, one of these movie-like moments, he broke up with this girl, or they're debating whether they're going to separate or whatever.
Okay.
But he wants her, so he went and bought a ring.
Oh, no.
And so not only is he going to propose.
Yeah, that fixes everything.
On stage at a concert over the weekend. So I'm going to see him later on today.
Well,
those movie kind of moments. So
maybe people went to that concert and they could tell us the outcome.
I'm afraid to even ask the dude.
Has anybody ever broken up a wedding? Like in The Graduate?
What is that?
What's he screaming?
Is he typing?
Bye-bye!
He's banging on the window. Oh.
You know how old that movie is?
I know.
It's too old for me to know what it is. I know basically what it is.
You're a little late.
So we're asking, have any of these movie type moments happened in your real life?
Yeah. Let's see. Michelle, yours was from March of the Penguins?
Yes.
Okay.
And it involves a pebble.
Huh?
What happened?
I said, and it involves a pebble. We were watching the movie with our girls, and we've been together since I was 16 years old. I just turned 40, so, you know, it kind of, things kind of get stale after a little while, I guess you could say. So this was, like, amazing. We're watching the movie, and it shows how the male penguin searches and searches for the perfect pebble to give to his female mate.
Uh-huh.
And we're leaving, and I'm loading the girls up in the Suburban, and, you know, not really paying attention to what he's doing. And he walks up, and he hands me a pebble. I thought that was the sweetest thing ever. It was just simple and nerdy and sweet. Mm-hmm. So I kept that pebble for years and years in my wallet. And when I'd get upset or whatever, I'd see that pebble. I'm like, oh, gosh, can't be mad at him. Until somebody stole my purse and stole my pebble.
Somebody stole your pebble.
They stole my pebble, and that's the first thing I said. My pebble was in my wallet.
That's so sweet.
See, all we got to give him is...
Because he is so non-romantic.
Yeah.
So I thought that was the sweetest thing
So that's what means more.
It was a big move on his part. Mm-hmm.
Look at that. You think we need...
amazing. It was so simple. It didn't cost him anything. It was amazing.
It was a rock.
That's even better.
Got you a rock.
But you
got
to make sure that your woman knows about that before you just give her a rock.
Right.
Well, they were watching it.
Well, I'm saying, you can't just try to rip off this guy's move. If you hand your girl a rock, and especially if she's expecting an engagement ring,
you just give her a rock.
That's grounds for physical violence right there.
you took a move from a penguin and made it.
You got to make sure that she gets it.
Yeah, she got it. I'm going to get Kinsey a pebble today. Alicia, what'd your husband do?
Well, it was me. I was running to the airport. He was on leave for R&R from Iraq. I was running to the airport because I could see him, and I was trying to get to him, and I fell and twisted my ankle, and he carried me out of the airport.
Oh, so it was sort of like an officer and a gentleman.
Yeah. Kind of.
Sort of, where he picks you up and carries. Was he wearing his, like, navy whites?
He was Army, but he was wearing his whole uniform, had his backpack and his bags with him and carrying me.
That's hot.
Oh, that's just like officer and a gentleman.
Wow. That is so
hot.
Nice, nice.
I feel bad about your ankle, but look what you got out of it.
Yeah, you got a stud to carry out of the airport just like that.
Man, uniform.
Picked an injury or
picked
something.
Put you over his shoulder and take you out.
Yeah. Aaron, yours involves sailors.
Yes, it does. My best friend Katie and I were in high school, and we went to Boston to visit her family, and her aunt took us to the USS Constitution, and there were a lot of really cute sailors there, and we were talking to two in particular who were extremely nice and chatted for a while. And so we said, well, we have to go, and we left, and they said, wait, can you go to lunch? And we said, oh, no, we can't go to lunch, but, you know, nice talking to you. So we went, and we were sitting in this garden, and the next thing we know, the two sailors we were talking to came over and started singing "You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'" to us just out of Top Gun.
Oh, man.
Al said he cried during that scene in Top Gun.
Never leave your wingman, dude.
Exactly. So we didn't go out to lunch with them that time. The next time we were in town, we went to a comedy club and out to dinner. And then that was before email.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we were pen pals for a couple years and then, like, eventually lost touch. But
was one named Goose and the other one Iceman?
Well, that's what we called them.
Was Maverick there?
Y'all remember the
names. Oh, guys, remember that movie.
We got to bring
Pen Pals
back.
Top
Gun. That's the most guy-girl movie ever.
I don't think I've seen it since it was in the theater.
Have you ever done the serenade thing?
I think I did it, like, around Valentine's Day for Bartendica.
Where you're, like, outside of her house?
Not outside of her house, but I was in a bar, and we had a radio. And we put in a CD or something, and I just sang this song that I had written for her. And, you know, it's kind of like a bit, but I was dating her at the time, you know. So.
Oh, I had my most epic fail when I was a freshman in high school, and my girlfriend had just dumped me for this older guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at football practice, and I told my best friend, I was all heartbroken, and he goes, you know what you got to do? You got to go serenade her. You got to go out there, I'll hold the boombox, and you sing to her window, and she'll totally go back to you. So we had the Boyz II Men CD. Or tape lined up.
Wasn't End of the Road, was it?
No, it wasn't End of the Road. I sang On Bended Knee, which is a tough song to sing because He goes really low with it at the beginning, and I'm downstairs. So we went there, and he turned on the boombox, and it started playing. And I started trying to sing, but loud, because it starts, "Darling, I can't explain." And I'm sitting there singing my heart out below her window. And the light is on, so I know she's home. And then her brother, who was in the room next to her, opens his window, and he goes, "She's downstairs eating dinner. Jose, get out of here, man."
So embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you put yourself out there like that.
Why'd you do that?
Because my friend told me to, and he was under the garage chuckling the whole time.
So you did it with him sitting there listening.
It was alcohol involved here?
No. I was 14, 15.
Oh, my goodness.
I failed miserably. Miserably. It was the worst experience of my life, and it had to be in front of a brother who was older, too.
And you didn't have clothes on, so that was weird.
When has anybody, stopped a wedding? Like, they're in the church, getting ready to march down the aisle in this
guy. That just happened.
See, that's what I want to hear.
That just happened on Grey's Anatomy last season, too. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Coming in and says, "Wait! You can't do this!"
You know what? If that really happened, you'd have people throwing fists. It would be so ugly, people screaming. That stuff is not romantic. That's embarrassing.
I would be mad. Like, you knew. I've been engaged for a year. It's a little late,
now, exactly. Now,
at that point, you're like, okay, I'm going to marry this other person.
Andrea is going to make all of us look bad with her husband. What'd your husband do for you, Andrea?
He came to my work with his guitar and a bouquet of roses and a box of chocolate. And he came in. Someone let him in. I didn't even know he was coming in. He walked up to my desk. Well, actually, he walked in my room already singing a song that he wrote for me in front of all my coworkers.
Now, did that make you feel happy, proud, or embarrassed?
Yeah, because Kelly says embarrassment.
I was happy, proud. I was a little embarrassed. I was like, I turned bright red, and, you know, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was kind of smiling and...
See,
I had tears in my eyes. My coworkers are crying.
We don't get this. You ladies say you want that, and then we do it, and then you get embarrassed. We do it.
Because people are looking at us.
We don't get it.
Yeah, it's unexpected, you know.
You know what else you should never do? Never kiss underwater. Have you ever tried the kissing under the water thing? They do it in all these movies.
Yeah, I said something to Drew Barrymore about that. Remember we were interviewing her, and she got kind of mad at me. Because there was a scene in the movie she was producing about that roller derby movie. And the two of them, not Drew, she was directing it, was like making out and doing it in the water. I'm like, that was so painful.
Ellen
and
Page.
Awkward. Ellen Page.
Thank you.
Thank you. And she kind of got attitude with me, like, how wonderful it is. I'm like, that's awful.
It's not.
The water stuff like that's overrated. Yeah, it's difficult.
Basically holding your breath while you're kissing, and it's all wet and stuff.
And what if one of you has to breathe before the other one's like, for air. It's just not attractive.
Don't do it.
Sometimes romantic stuff can
or kissing
can backfire.
Upside down in the rain like Spider-Man.
That's so stupid.
Water goes up your nose and then you...
That's ridiculous.
Wait, you tried that Spider-Man
kiss.
Of course he did. Of course
Tracy, you're such a little boy.
Of course he did.
I've tried so many of them and they fail every single time. Susanna, what'd your husband do?
My husband, before we got married, how he told me he loved me was by singing me the song, the ending of the Natural Born Killers movie, when Nikki and Mallory are getting ready to get sent off. He sang me, "I love you." He's like, "No matter where he takes you, Timbuktu, it don't matter. I'll find you." That's actually how he told me he loved me before we even got married.
So the movie where, Woody Harrelson, right?
Yeah,
they go on a killing spree, right? Okay, that's cool.
And I hate that movie.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.